Deliver.
Welcome to Hammer Dab! Number one sports betting show coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated office. I am Tone Diggs.
Hello, baby Tone.
This is Bubba Gumpino. Bearded Wonder, Canadian Sensation. I am not in my normal seat, which is up there. You don't have to cut that one. Don't worry about it. I'm not in the... Yep, there it is.
There it is.
I'm not in the normal seat, just to make it easier. Yeah, boys are in Florida, so Mitt's cutting cameras, and we're going to talk to him a little bit, and then Mitt's going to head back to that telephone right there. No, that's the computer.
No, that's right. No, that's where it is.
Oh, sweet. Mitt's going to head back to that telephone back there, and he's going to answer your phone calls. Tell you what, this camera is much clearer than the one that points in that direction.
Yeah, that one kind of stinks. I noticed it when I sat there.
It's a totally different camera.
I think it's a weird angle.
Yeah, it's one of those ones versus one of these ones.
It's a little black.
You're talking about this one?
Oh, it's
yeah,
a little
it's not as clean.
That ain't a big Panasonic.
It's not as clean. It's fucking HD, dude. Yeah.
That's why I started
4K there.
That is why I started doing the other camera angle on. It's a way better camera.
Thank you, Mitt. Your hair looks good today.
Right in your face.
Did I do the Welcome to Hammer Down?
Dad. Yeah, you did.
Bubba Gumpino.
Good day, Tony. Yeah.
Good day.
Carry on.
Mitt and Jay are in the back.
Good job, dude.
Hi, Tom.
How you guys doing?
Hi, baby, Mitt.
Did you have a good time?
Mitt, are the Bucks dead? Do they stink?
Dude, the Bucks, they stink. I mean, Chris Middleton, you did say it, and I should have listened to you.
He stinks on the road, dude.
He stinks on the road. He's a different player at home. Maybe they can get one. I don't know. The Suns are just super good.
I feel like they'll win game three, right?
I'm not. I think so, too.
Right.
I saw +4, and I'm just thinking, like, the Suns.
Suns are plus
Suns
four?
Team.
Suns are plus four?
Yeah, the Suns are plus four, and they're plus, like, 186 is what I think it woke
but this
up on
is
the money line.
This is what we did, and this is what we did with the Nets in Game 3 against the Bucks. You know what I mean? The Bucks. They'll win. They'll win Game 3. They have to.
Now,
they couldn't hit shit, dude. Giannis was obviously all over the place dunking, and he was hitting threes and stuff, but Chris Middleton stunk.
He stunk.
Holiday stunk.
Drew Holiday
the
stunk.
The best part is when you tweet about baseball and people think lots of people still really care about the NBA Finals.
What was that?
I tweeted about a baseball game, and some guy tweeted at me, "The finals are on." And I was like,
in his world, they're...
Yeah, that's fine. The finals are on, but
you can do both.
There's a lot of things to watch, my friend.
We did have be careful. Do I think the Bucks are going to win the series?
No,
probably not. But Game 3,
you'd have to believe
Chris Middleton. If you would have bet under on Chris Middleton's points on the road, I think every game this playoffs you'd be having quite a nice little playoffs. When I hit that same game parlay, I took his under on the road because he stinks on the road.
Good call.
They come back to Milwaukee, though. Beautiful city.
Beautiful
city. That Phoenix Suns crowd is rowdy.
They are ruckus. They're
a rowdy bunch, dude. That's what happens when you haven't won anything in a long time. Last time they won anything was fucking shilling in the big dog, Randy Johnson.
That was a wild series, too.
It was one of my favorite World Series of all time because I hated the Yankees.
Let's not forget Luis Gonzalez.
Oh, yeah. Second base.
The infield wasn't in. Yankees win that World Series. People don't talk about that.
Where the fuck was I talking about? Oh, last night.
Suns.
I went 3-0. Gumpy went 3-1 on the baseball.
Hey, I'm telling you, man. I called Tony last night. If the Reds didn't know you.
Oh.
If the Reds didn't fucking cover that game, they would have left 1,000 guys on in 5 innings. They had the bases loaded first inning, no outs, don't score. Bases loaded second inning, one out, don't score. And they score on 2 pass balls and a little duck fart.
Yeah, that was, sorry for not answering your phone call. I was taking a storm door off, house is getting painted. So, you know, that's on me.
Yeah, whatever, man.
That's on me.
I don't forget.
The Reds not scoring in the first. They came back, though. They covered.
Nats tried to blow an 8-0 lead. That was a sweat that I did not need at all. That was fucking insane.
Grand slam off of a relief pitcher from San Diego. Just called up. Unbelievable.
What the fuck?
And then we had the Phillies. You had the Phillies too, right?
No, I wasn't on the Phillies.
I had the Phillies. That was an easy.
It was the Mariners plus a half. Logan Gilbert.
Yeah?
Logan Gilbert is a guy to hop on if he's getting plus a half.
Other things were. Peru and Colombia, are you looking at anything tonight at that?
Nah.
I didn't think so.
I mean, unless
they're probably not even going to fucking try, I assume.
I mean, they might. You never
know. For third,
know.
It doesn't get you anything.
Yeah.
Doesn't fucking get you anything.
This is a fucking third grade tournament.
What?
I did not think my mic was on. I was about to answer phone calls. But is that third grade tournament, Gumpy? Why are they playing for third place?
That's how the tournaments go. So it's like, dude, it's like the third place, you get the bronze medal, right? It's like the Olympics.
Is there, like, they get a cup for that, though?
No. They'll get medals, like the Olympics.
Come on, dude.
Come on, man.
Fucking, what are you talking about?
Jeez.
For country. It's for glory.
For glory.
Are you going to go back and answer phone calls?
Yeah, I was going to go do that right now.
Wait, before you do. Hey. Man, are you still there?
Yeah.
Before you do, I need an Olympic update. Any more Olympic updates? Hand up.
I have not seen any odds, but I have been reading on the Olympics. The skateboarding, all events, I think Nyjah Huston is going to win every single one. He's definitely going to be a decently heavy favorite.
So. Okay, good look there. Hand up. I may have been wrong about rugby yesterday. I'm not. Still not positive.
It's not the sevens.
Could be sevens. Could be fucking 15. It could be 23 for all I know.
Rugby union?
Hey, rugby union is 15! Hey,
rugby union, they play sevens, elevens, 15s. What? Rugby union?
My take about Fiji not being able to play without their water. Still rolling with the All Blacks.
Still holds water.
Yeah. Still going with New Zealand and the All Blacks and Jonah Takalua. Deep cut on that one. Mitt.
We have some sweet synchronized divers, actually. USA synchronized divers.
Don't they train right here?
I would have no idea, Ooey but Pooey? It's pretty cool. Are they train at the Ooey Pooey?
That's what I've been told. Told I got a good facility over there.
Well, they train them well. I'm betting on them for sure.
Thanks, man. There's no new lines up on the Olympics, so if anyone's wondering about that, we have covered the Olympics as closely as we can.
As any right now. Any betting show has.
Mitt's going to head back to the phones. 1-833-462-2333. That's 1-833-462-2333.
Hell yeah.
I'll even put... You know what? If you're watching this, I'll put it in the chat right now. It's 1-833-462-2333.
Hi, baby.
Call the money line. Before we get to some of those calls. So, a little bit of... There's Copa final tomorrow night. You kind of like double chance with Argentina because it's good value.
Yep.
Doesn't mean it's going to happen, but good value.
Yep.
And betting sometimes, you know... You're not exactly sure what's going to happen, but it's worth a shot. That's what's going on. Yeah. Sunday, we'll be here at 3 p.m. Eastern. We had a question in the comments yesterday.
Whenever the Euro Cup final starts, where at whatever planet you're on or where you are, that's when the watch-along will begin.
3 p.m. Eastern, standard time.
Yeah.
Daylight time, whatever it is right now. We will be here. Me, Gumpy, Mitt.
Connor.
Connor's going to be here?
Yeah.
What's he doing here?
Mediator.
Oh, he's mediating. Who gave him this fucking role? You did?
Said he wanted to come.
Brown.
Oh, what? Brown's in town.
Bruce will be here?
Bruce might be here, yeah.
Is that what you said?
Bruce is
celebrity back. Appearance on the phones, Brown.
Oh,
what? He wants to talk about his horse?
No, this asshole's going to remind me. He's not on the phones. Do you know how to work him, dude? You haven't even answered a call yet. This guy. This fucking guy. Wasted, I mean, they're ringing. Again. Hey, you see it. You see it. They're ringing. Oh, there. He just answered his first one.
It's wasted again. Celebrity. He hung up on Brown.
Here. You know what? Brown was probably calling in to remind me since I missed this quite a bit. Today's Hammer Down is brought to you by CBDMD.
Woo!
CBDMD is a trusted leader the CBD industry.
Yes, it is.
To promote, support, recovery, and relaxation.
Need it.
We use it here all the time.
Every day.
Most of it being the CBD PM. It's got melatonin, valerian root. It's got all the best things to help you sleep at night. And then I, because, you know, big on recovery for the body, I use the CBD menthol roll-on.
Yeah, I use the cream on my knees.
Yes, it works good.
Yeah, it does. It
works wonders. If you got aches and pains and all that, head over to CBDMD.com and use promo code DAHN DAHN. Promo code DAHN D-A-H-N. That sounds confusing because you don't have to do it. Just use promo code DOWN for 25% off your next order when you use promo code DOWN. That's CBD.com, promo code D-A-H-N at checkout for 25% off your next order.
DOWN.
Thank you, CBD MD.
Thank you.
See, Brown's not on the phone. Kids. Brown. Before we get to the phones, you want to roll through some ball?
Yeah, I got the Cubs going right now. They're up 3-2.
Hendricks.
Yeah.
Hendricks was the play today. I didn't take it, but that would have been the play for me.
Yeah, we're in the bottom of four, up 3-2.
So that's the one going right now.
Hope we can get this day started on the right foot, you know?
Hell yeah.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
White Sox at Baltimore. Keuchel versus Jorge Lopez. I've bet Jorge Lopez a couple times this year.
How'd that go?
I'm not going to do it in this situation. I'm not going to bet Keuchel either.
Really?
You are?
I'm taking the Sox here.
You love Keuchel. Is it because he's got a beard, dude?
I mean, minus 140 for Keuchel against Lopez first five. I can't.
Guy gave up seven his last outing.
Yeah, Lopez got a 6.03.
They both stink.
No, Keuchel's got a 4.48, 6-3.
When I criticize you, I'm not saying it's not going to hit, but I'm just saying.
I just think this, if Keuchel didn't have the stinker last time out, this line would have been what, minus 180?
Maybe.
You know, so I think it's good value. First five, minus 140.
But he White gave Sox up six to start two starts
ago. I love Keuchel. I'll go.
I know you do.
Again. I'll go down again.
All right, so you're on the Sox.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not.
Fair play.
Chucky Morton versus Zach Thompson. Atlanta at Miami. Why'd you make a noise?
Because I did something
that
I don't like doing.
What did you do? You went against Chucky? So yeah. That was the direction I was leaning. Okay. That was the direction I was leaning. Instead, I went no runs first inning in that game. Because the Marlins stink at hitting.
Yes, they do.
Fucking Zach Thompson's been pretty good at pitching.
Yep.
Chucky's good enough.
Yep.
Give me no run first inning. I got it minus 135 on that one.
Yeah, Marlins minus 120 plus a half. I couldn't turn it down.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what it was, because they're the dog.
Yeah.
I thought about taking it. Yeah. I really did. That was the play in this one.
I hate doing it.
Man, how are things going?
Things are good on the phones. We got a bunch of UFC picks.
Oh, I knew that was going to fucking happen.
And no, Brown is not calling in on Saturday or Sunday. Brown, I think, is coming in.
Oh, I thought
you answered the phones.
Oh, good guy, Bruce.
I bet you, Bruce.
Thank you, Bruce.
Hey, Bruce.
What I'll do is, because this guy's been hot, you know, and you never know what time of day they're going off. Dylon from Wisconsin, what are you doing?
Hey, how we doing, boys?
How you doing, Pa?
We're doing well. Figured we'd get one in quick for the weekend. Boy.
Yeah.
We missed a winner.
Go over tomorrow with the upset.
I also blew that.
Hold on, Dylon. What was that meant?
We missed a winner from Dylon, actually.
What do you mean?
Yesterday.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, we filled up the line too quick. Couldn't get him in.
We didn't have phone calls yesterday, Mitt.
Oh.
No phones.
This fucking.
I got.
No, we really missed
it. I sat a good 35 minutes, but the show was excellent. A lot of winners. So
thank you.
So I can.
Go ahead. What do you got for the weekend?
Pliskova. Pliskova upset tomorrow. Barty. She's 2-1. So I think if you take her, you maybe dabble on the over as well, just in case she finds. She has a tendency sometimes to lose her serve. But overall, I think she'll win. Take the upset.
Thank you, Dylon. Have a good weekend.
Good luck.
Good guy, Dylon.
How about you, Dylon?
He gives out picks on his Twitter, too.
Good job, Dylon.
Can't remember what it is off the top of my head, but you'll find it. Chris, lead us into some more ball. Chris. Yeah. There you go, pal. Welcome to Hammer Down.
What's up, boys?
What's up?
What's up, dude?
So, I'm a long-time listener to the Maxby Show, but new, better, and it's only like the third time I've listened to your guys'
Welcome, show Chris.
Thank you. I do have a question. When you guys are talking about your baseball picks,
mm-hmm.
and you say plus the half, is that just the spread on baseball because scores are so low that it's just a half, or what are you talking about there?
All right, Chris. So for the spread in a full game of baseball is always 99% of the time 1.5. So the favorite will always be -1.5. The dog will be +1.5 if you're betting the full 9-inning game. we like to bet the first five innings of the game because we like to take out the bullpen out of the equation. So for the first five innings, the spread is either always 99% of the time minus a half to the favorite, plus a half for the dog.
Yep.
So that's what the half is for.
That's how it goes, my friend.
That is how it goes on the diamond, which we will get back to real quickly now. We left off with us, you taking the Marlins, me taking the no-run first inning in that game. Casey at Cleveland, Brad Keller versus Tristan McKenzie. Talk about some struggling pitchers. I'm going to stay away from that one.
Yeah, I am good, my friend. I was telling you earlier, I saw Brad Keller live, and I do not need to wager any of my money on this man.
Game after that, Philly and Boston, Vince Velasquez and Garrett Richards.
Richards is such a fucking grinder, dude. This guy, he'll give up 10 hits, somehow make it through six innings. It's insane.
I was trying to find a way
to take the Phillies,
but I just couldn't do it because the Red Sox are the superior hitting team by quite a bit.
Yeah.
So I decided to stay away from
that.
Yeah,
I'm not touching this one, pal.
JT Brubaker and Taijuan Walker was supposed to go yesterday. They're going tonight. Because of a rain out. We talked about it a little bit yesterday. We stayed away yesterday. You staying away today?
Yeah, I'm good.
No. Another game that I believe was rained out yesterday. Toronto at Tampa, but it's now Manoa versus Shane McClanahan. That was rained out, right?
I think Blue Jays were rained out in Tampa or in Baltimore, weren't they?
Oh, yeah. You're right.
Because Manoa was supposed to go. I had Manoa minus a half, first five.
Are you taking this game?
Yeah, I'm taking the Jays plus a half here. Manoa's last two 13 innings pitched, zero earned.
Yes.
McClanahan has been good, but he's got a 4.18. So I think the Blue Jays playing good ball right now. So I'll take him plus a half.
I also took the Jays plus a half, got a minus 132 this morning. Same reasons. I mean, Manoa has been just as good, if not better, than McClanahan. And they hit so well. So
Rays haven't really been the same since they lost Glasnow.
No, they have not.
Yeah, bit of a schneid.
Goddamn spider tech. Oakland at Texas. Cole Irvin versus Jordan Lyles. I laid the minus 150 this morning with the A's first five. Cole Irvin's he's good.
Yeah.
Rangers most of the time stink.
Jordan Lyles last three, he's gone 19, five earned. He has been not decent, bad. But Cole Irvin last two, 15 innings, two earned. Cole Irvin, he's 6-7, but 3.5 ERA. I like the Athletics here.
Also, when you look at his road splits, if I remember correctly, so home, Cole Irvin's 4.3 ERA. Away, he's got a 2.55. So I liked him on the road.
Stealing on the road?
Yeah. So I liked him on the road tonight.
There we go.
Versus the Rangers. I laid the 150 first five. You took the money line as well, correct?
Yes, sir.
A game that I didn't see earlier, so I don't know how to talk about it. Cincy in Milwaukee.
Yeah, I hate that.
Wade Miley versus Eric Lauer. What's the line on this one? I may fucking try to jump in here.
So Reds were favored this morning. Then it switched, and the Reds were plus a half, first five, minus 140. I told myself I'd take it if it moved to plus a half, so I'll take Wade Miley and the Reds here, plus a half, first five. Even the Reds bury me every time, but I'll do it.
Yeah, I'm gonna research it while we're talking here. So Wade Miley going for the Reds. His last outing, he gave up 10 hits, but two earned runs.
Yeah, Lauer has been good.
Lauer has given up, what's he given up?
I think the last two he's gone six and gave up one or two in each start, but I don't think I feel like Miley's the better pitcher here, and Red's getting plus a half.
If you look at his splits, Lauer has got a five ERA at home and a five at night.
Yeah.
Away, he's got a three. So, well, maybe I go Wade with you here.
Welcome to the jungle,
maybe,
my friend.
Maybe, I mean, they jungle. Are, we know the Reds are the better hitting team.
I don't know why, but whenever I bet, like even last night, the Reds bet hit, but it was like, man, like every time I bet the Reds, it's always a fucking sweat. And it's not just time. When I bet on the Reds, it's any game that the Reds are involved. It's always something.
So we can get the Reds at plus a half?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was this morning.
I'm probably going to jump on that with you right now. So Reds, first five. First five money line is minus 110, minus 110. first half run line. The Reds are now minus a half.
Mm.
I'll take the Reds first half money line, minus 110. I'll fucking jump on that right now with you.
I bet
you,
Tom.
Fuck it. Let's do it. Let's see if there's any, let's see if we got any calls. Yeah, Jackson from Oregon. What do you got?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hey, baby Jackson.
I just want to talk about the Dodgers tonight.
Sure.
I think that they're definitely going to beat the Diamondbacks, and I think that it's going to be an under for the total of runs to 8.5.
Hey, baby Jackson.
Thank you, Jackson. I should have asked.
How old was that?
I was going to just about Jackson. Jackson's getting in early, and I like it.
Yeah, there's no way that kid can get on base.
Nah, that guy was at least 30, dude. He's good.
Legend. Taylor Widener versus David Price. The Price was, I mean, Jackson's not going out on a huge limb saying the Dodgers are going to win, because I believe they're like 280 favorites or something like that. But the under.
Yeah, if you like it.
It's under nine now.
Widener 1-0 with a 2.63. Price is 4-0. What's Price been going, just 3 or 4?
Let me look. Because he was not in the starting rotation to begin the year.
No, and then he came in out of the bullpen. I think he was going 3 or 4.
No, he's not even good. So last game he went 2. The game before that he went 2 outs, 1 out, 0 outs. One inning, two outs.
Jesus.
So he is the most he's gone this year is 2 innings.
Come on, what happened? He's done?
Not the same guy. He is not.
There's a lot of miles on that arm, though.
He's throwing a lot of bullets.
He's a horse for years.
So are you guys on the Dodgers? I need something to gamble on tonight.
No, we're not. Does the Drake curse play into this at all? Drake taking his date to Dodger Stadium.
Come on,
dude. Oh, dude, that dude's that date's son is a baller basketball player on the Sierra Canyon team.
Yeah, Drake was actually not there to watch Bronny play, it feels like.
Yeah, he's there to watch the best player and his mom.
He was there for Cheeks alone.
Listen, I don't know if Michael B. Jordan is taken or if he's got a wife or whatever, but the fact that Drake beat out Michael B. Jordan on that sideline for that woman, good for Drake.
Hey.
Good for that kid, Drake.
For that kid.
Internet was clowning that kid. Like he'd be hurt, and I was like, "Nah, that'd be sweet."
So you want your mother to be banging Drake?
I'm better than some janitor clown. Like, what do you mean? Yeah, it's Drake.
Janitor clown.
She's gonna probably get some other boyfriend. Might as well be the coolest person in the world.
Mute his mic for a second. I'd like it to be known. Hammered down. What Mid says does not reflect what us two.
I mean, you're talking about a shipyard painter here. I don't need no janitor clown slander. Yeah,
we're not slandering.
We come from grit over here.
My first job, I was cleaning up a restaurant.
Thank you, Jay.
Spat in Jay's face.
This is a goddamn.
You're still muted. You're going to be muted.
This show is built on grit. Hey, Mid, do me a favor.
The show is built on grit.
And fucking.
Surprised you made it into the room on your high horse.
Privileged motherfucker. Detroit at Minnesota. Matt Manning, who stinks.
What? I didn't even see this.
Versus Kenta Maeda. Don't even look at it.
Are the Twins good all of a sudden?
No, they're not good enough to be fucking 245 favorites.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm not.
Even though Matt Manning's. Stayed away from that one.
Mark Madden's on the mound?
No. Nestor Cortez, though. Game that I did take. Nestor Cortez and Jake Odorizzi. Somehow, some way, in my eyes, okay? These are my eyes. Don't have to be everybody's eyes.
You're not going with Nestor, are you?
No. Got the Astros at minus 150 first five money line, and I thought that was too short for this. Nestor is not a starting pitcher. He's a relief pitcher. Odorizzi has been really, really good.
Yeah, I'm with you on that tone. This kind of feels like the Wheeler Phillies Cubs game the other night, unfortunately.
The Astros, yeah, it does actually.
It feels the exact same.
Astros have the best run differential in the entire league. They're like plus 115 or something. The Yankees are minus 3. So. Yeah. It does kind of feel like the Wheeler situation potentially the other day, but yeah,
I'll take the bait once
we'll find out. Paulo Espino versus Logan Webb. Logan Webb's coming back after a long layoff, so I decided to stay away from this one. Giants and Nats.
Yeah, I'll take the Giants.
Okay. I didn't trust Logan Webb. The last time he pitched was let's see here. April, sorry, May 29th.
Yeah.
So it's been 40 days-ish.
It's fresh, dude.
I decided. I'm gonna want to see Logan Webb pitch one time before I take him again.
Yeah, I'll take -140. I got to take the Giants here. Nats coming from San Diego.
Tough loss. Alex Cobb versus Marco Gonzalez. This is a game I am on. I didn't love. So when I talk about the splits and away splits and stuff like this, Alex Cobb, not a great away split.
Oh no!
But I took it. Took the Angels -128 first five.
Gonzalez has stunk.
He has.
Even I could not pull the trigger on Mariners plus a half here.
So Alex Gonzalez went 7 2/3, gave up one in his last start. Here it is, though. Oh, his home ERA is 2.48. Good ERA.
Cobb stinks on the road.
Cobb's away ERA 7.7.
What's fucking Marco Gonzalez, dude?
That's the only reason why. Because the Angels have actually been pretty good.
Marco does stink, it feels like.
The Angels have been pretty good against lefties. And Marco, let's see here. Marco's last few games, he gave up 7. He gave up 3. He gave up 4. Splits, his home splits, he's got a 5.12.
You can't pitch good in Safeco, man, you're in a bad spot. That is a big ballpark to pitch in.
So
yeah,
I mean, this is not my favorite bet of the night.
I mean, if there's any way to take the Mariners plus a half, I would do it, but I cannot do it.
Not my favorite bet of the night, but I fucking did it. We talked about Arizona and LA, and the last one is Colorado's Kyle Freeland's going against undecided for San Diego. So
I would almost take the Padres with undecided on the mound.
Kyle Freeland's not been great. Rockies on the road is quite a situation.
Give me undecided money line.
Mike from Denver, what do you got? Finish wrap up baseball for us.
How we doing today, boys?
How are you, bro?
Oh, not so bad. I got a lot of the same picks as you guys. I got over 10 for the Chicago and the Cardinals game. The Red Sox game, I'm currently actually on vacation in Rockport, Massachusetts, and I can confirm it is pouring rain.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't even know if that game is going to be played. But I like the under if they do play, because they're not going to get the whole game in.
There you go. Smart.
I also have the Red Sox to win the American League. I got +500 on that today.
Smart.
Go ahead and take that before it goes down.
Right before they get Rizzo and Kimbrel from the Cubs, dude.
Hopefully. I don't want to jinx it, but I just have one question for you boys. Would you take Lionel Messi as a goal scorer, or would you take Neymar as a goal scorer?
First one.
Yeah, Messi. I'm all in on. I love a good story. Give me Messi, dude.
Listen, people love Neymar, but Neymar has been known to
shrink,
disappear in big games.
And he's been a lot of assists in this tournament too, not so much goals.
That's not true.
Huh?
How did Mike get back on?
Who's this guy?
I actually have one bet for this game.
Maybe you apologize first.
Yeah. Okay,
apologize.
I'm sorry, Tony. I'm sorry.
Don't apologize to me.
Sorry to the listeners.
No, to the custodial community.
I'm sorry to the custodians as well.
Yeah, you don't got to apologize to me, Mitt. It's the people.
Yeah. Exactly.
I'm sorry, people.
What do you have a bet for?
Forgive me.
What do you have a bet for?
I have a bet for this Brazil-Argentina game.
Neymar to score a goal. This
and Neymar to score a goal and Messi to score a goal parlayed. For +667 odds, pretty sweet bet.
I don't hate it. +670?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Tell you what, you parlay.
It's worth a sprinkle. Dude.
Parlay that with a 90-minute draw. What does that give you?
Jesus.
That would be awesome.
To the moon, Alex.
So, MLB picks before we move on. I got no run first inning in Braves and Marlins. Blue Jays +0.5. These are all first five. Except for the first inning one, honestly. A's.
Got it.
Versus the Rangers. Astros money line versus the Yankees. And Angels money line versus the Mariners. Plus, we added on. Who did I add on? Cincinnati.
Yeah, the Reds.
Took the Reds money line, too. You got.
Way too many.
You got.
All first five. White Sox money line. Marlins +0.5. A's money line, Reds +0.5, Astros money line, Blue Jays +0.5, Giants money line.
Before we get out of here, we got this big UFC weekend.
Yeah, massive.
So we got two callers for UFC.
UFC.
Julian, what do you got?
Hello.
Yellow.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, dude?
What's up? So you have a couple picks, actually, as I was listening. You have some good things. But as for UFC, I see Ryan Hall. He was on the prelims. I think he's getting, like, plus 190 or plus something like that. But he's unreal with submissions. So
good submissions.
If you look him up, he has a whole thing about it. But he's plus 340 for submission. I think that's pretty good odds. He hasn't really fought in a while because no one really wants to fight him because he's pretty insane what he does. But yeah, a couple of things I did see. Where was it? The co-main event, Burns KO, TKO or submission is plus 260. I think Burns is going to win. I don't think he's going to go the entire way, but I think at some point he's going to beat up Wonderboy. I'm just not sure how, but I think that's kind of give me money. And then also, I have a basketball one real quick.
Yes.
Giannis to get a triple double and for the Bucks to win is a plus 1700.
Thank you, Julian.
Thank you, Julian.
Real quick on the Ryan Hall one, the one that he opened with. I didn't think he was going to win because he's 12 years older than the guy he's fighting, but the guy he's fighting is undefeated, but a submission specialist. And this Ryan Hall guy is supposed to be a much better submission artist. So it will be a submission end, probably.
How old is the man fighting? 50?
34, 36.
Against a 24-year-old.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Jay, you big MMA guy?
No, I just saw it when he was looking at it earlier.
Oh, Bill, when Bill was looking at it?
Yeah.
Bill was trying to be an MMA expert earlier.
Bill Dabbs.
Well, he's trying to make a five-leg parlay to get the insurance, so he's digging deep.
People did not take my picks very well.
Is there a five-leg parlay insurance?
Yeah, there is for $25.
Welcome to the jungle, Bill.
I put in 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, look at this. I got a five-leg parlay right here for MMA tomorrow anyways.
Oh, hell yeah.
I'm not going to fucking tell anyone what it is because, well, that's not going to happen. Tell you what,
there is a...
You're casual. You don't know shit.
There's no more.
There's a... Conor McGregor super boost from Pat.
Yeah.
Boosted from plus 150 to plus 220 KO TKO.
The UFC community is the least accepting of all the communities.
That's why I don't enjoy talking about it.
Yeah, you can't. Because the guy did fucking 3 weeks of jiu-jitsu seven years ago.
With this stance that I should talk about it, but...
Watch your ear.
See that?
You don't know what you're talking about.
Talk about a UFC. Nah. Super
maybe
boost
if you
hits.
Guys,
Super
maybe,
boost hits every time.
Maybe if you guys were a little more accepting.
Super boost hits every time.
Listen, you don't drink Monster Energy drinks. You're not allowed to talk.
Oh, dude. You fucking.
Opening
you
opening up a can of
you
worms,
doing this
dude.
And you on the janitors. Enough is enough.
Oh, don't even compare
you
me.
You scumbag.
He did.
No.
You're always welcome here.
I love people that drink Monster.
I can't wait till this five fucking leg parlay for me of MMA hits. Tell you who I'm fading. That piece of shit, Greg Hardy.
Oh, yeah.
You losing. I did take Gilbert Byrne.
GB?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to piss some people off saying this one, Tony.
Oh, here we go.
No, this, I know what he's doing.
For 7 years, Conor McGregor was my favorite fighter.
Oh, no.
But...
You can't, you scumbag.
As a Mick myself.
Whoa.
Hey.
You can't. He has.
What are we trying to burn the show down today?
You guys, dude.
That's my name, McMahon.
You're right.
That's my name.
All right. Just say that you're taking Poirier.
Justin Poirier is going to probably knock him out. All right. Again.
Kyle from Seattle, what do you got? Please yell at us.
Wrong. Not going to yell at you guys. The MMA community is known for it's almost as bad as the wrestling community. So,
thank you, Kyle.
Hi, baby, Kyle.
First time caller. Thank you, guys.
Love you, Kyle.
I can't even bet in my state, so this is all practice until I can play with real money.
Smart.
I got
smart,
a bunch of takes. Let me know when to shut up.
Let it run. Let it eat.
Dustin via TKO. Plus 206. It's a really good bet.
It's a really good bet. It's a really good bet.
Plus 106. It's not really great, but it's really, I don't think it's going to go longer than two this time. I think he's going to take it in the third, so it's a plus 1,300. I'm going to be stupid with my fake money and do it. The O'Malley over is 1.5. I think Homeboy needs to promote his Twitch, and I think he's going to last longer than a round. The guy's fighting a can, and cans usually tend to just kind of hang around a little longer than
fighting a who? Two.
What does that mean?
Sean O'Malley. His
no, I know. No, no, no.
What?
You mean, no, you said he's fighting a what?
A can. A tin can. A tomato can.
Oh, yeah.
Like Warhol. Andy Warhol.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, it's like a paint dude, literally off the streets. He was working in a paint factory last weekend before they pulled him in for this. So
nothing wrong with that.
No, nothing wrong with that. But he's definitely not training full time against the Sugar Show.
Yeah.
So. Then I got Burns at plus 130.
Thank you. I'm also on Burns.
He's a sick jiu-jitsu guy, and his jiu-jitsu via sub is plus 500. Man, I'd hit it if I were you. The Ryan Hall bet is correct. Plus 192. I'd go over 2.5 at 104.
How can you put money on, well, I guess in your case you're not, but how can you say that you're going to bet on a 36-year-old man? Like, that dude's obviously just going to get knocked out.
If you want to go in and roll around, I would put you against an 80-year-old submission artist and say you're going to get tapped out in 35 seconds.
Hey, I could Mitt. Definitely just punch him in the face.
Hey, Mitt, I'm 35 years old, dude.
I was reading a text. What did I just miss? Did Mitt say he could beat it? No, hold on.
No, I'm asking how you can put money on a 36-year-old to win in a fight against a 24-year-old. They're both, I understand.
It doesn't always mean it.
Experience.
Yeah.
Experience. They're trained fighters.
He's one of the best fighters. Guys ever, though. Like, ever, of all time. He's one of the best
mute his
guys of all time.
Mic, dude.
Nice. You all fucking hot. Right, here's up a 2-minute goofballs, dude.
We're just going to rack him up.
Mitt, sit in the penalty box, okay? Take a lot.
Jeez.
Kyle, go ahead. Sorry for
go on.
Man, it's fine, man. I understand the question. He's pretty old, but he's only fought 4 times in the last 5 years. He is coming off an injury, that's why the plus 700 going to decision, which is 3 of his last 4 fights, is sick. I mean, it's plus 700. He's 3 of the last 4. He's gone to decision. If he doesn't get the sub, he's got a pretty solid chin. It's worth it.
Thank you, Kyle. Have a great weekend. Have a good weekend.
Enjoy the fight. Enjoy the fights, dude. Go cracking. Watch out for that tin can. It's good slang. I like that one.
Andy Warhol. Speaking of the Kraken, I might take them to win the cup.
I would not. The last thing they're going to do after what's happened with Vegas is let another expansion team be good.
No, they wanted to be good. They wanted to fucking build a more cup. Both the Mets and Yankees to win. Nope. Don't like that one.
Nah.
That's a boost. It's a boost. 0-run score award in the first inning of Dodgers and Arizona. Stay away from that one.
What, dude?
You don't know what you're going to get from Davey Price.
What about Weidman?
Or fucking Weidman. Pat, super boost. McGregor to win by KO, TKO. Fucking plus 220.
You scumbags.
What are you talking about? Mitt.
Yeah.
I didn't take
the law to you.
I didn't bet against
fucking law to you.
I didn't bet against McGregor. And then Sean O'Malley winning round one. Okay. Good?
Yeah.
You fucking good?
Yeah.
Got everything out?
Yeah.
Sunday, 3 p.m. We'll be here.
Hell yeah.
Hammer done.
Comes home on Sunday.
Gump and I will both have sizable bets on our respective countries. I'm actually from one of them. He's not.
I am.
I'm from one of them. He's not.
You were born in Italy?
Technically.
Technically born.
The blood that runs through my veins.
Technically born in England.
I've been in Italy.
Yep.
If that helps. I ain't never been to England, so.
Should try it out.
Nah. I'll stick to Italy. I'll stick to the Amalfi Coast where my blood runs. We'll be here Sunday, 3 o'clock. There's going to be boosts up on that tomorrow. Over 1.5 is Gumpy's boosts because he wants everyone to root for goals. He's not saying it's going to happen for
man
sure.
Of
but he's
people.
Man of the people. People.
I'm not gonna throw out a homer bet.
And then boosts that I kind of like, and you know the anti-soccer people in the office put together is the draw boost after 90 minutes.
Definitely going to hit.
Shut up, Mitt.
What if it doesn't?
What if it doesn't? What if it comes a home A? Early.
Since we're doing a watch along, we are definitely gonna have to sit through 90 minutes of zero goals.
There is 100% chance our asses will be in this seat through fucking 30 minutes of extras and penalties.
Oh, no. We can't. I can't go to penalties. I can
almost guarantee it.
The Italians do not lose in penalties.
Here's you know what I do as an Italian?
Doesn't happen.
I have Sunday sauce, and this goddamn game is going to be pushed in back because it's guaranteed to go to fucking penalties.
Nah. Oh, Cardinals got a guy on third. What are we doing, Hendricks?
Well,
be nice to close that
game. We're out of here on that. We'll see you. It's Sunday, 3 p.m. If you're not doing anything, come join us. If you are doing something, see you Monday. We'll talk about it. Well, I got more bets. Monday and Tuesday are going to be very slow days with the Home Run Derby and the All-Star Game. So we'll probably try to bring on some NFL guests to talk some NFL futures. I got a guy in mind.
That's cool.
So we'll see you Sunday or Monday. Hammer.
Dad.